Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 17th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 2.5 cents at 3.22 1/4, May beans down 4 1/4 cents at 8.32 1/2, May wheat up 3 3/4 at 5.33 1/2. Wheat was buoyed a little bit by the weather out here. Chicago had another 3 inches of snow here. It's pretty well melted, but it's making things cold and soggy out here. And Kansas City was up 8 3/4 cents. I think they're having some freeze issues out there, and the snow and the cold not doing the wheat crop a whole lot of good. So we're picking up a little bit of steam off of that. Funds are long a little bit of wheat, and look like they wanted to add a little bit more for the weekend if the weather stays cold and lousy. The weather does look to improve next week dramatically, so we'll see how that goes. Corn a little bit higher here today, 2.5 cents in the May contract. We were up 2 cents despite the fact that the crude is currently down $1.59 a barrel. We're about a dollar off the lows. We were down about $2.55 at one point. You know, the crude made, I think it was 18-year lows here today. I don't think we've been this cheap since January of 2002 on the crude oil. You know, when's it going to end? My guess, you've got first notice day on Tuesday. They're going to have to figure out what to do with all this oil. Once they do that, maybe we can rally this market. But you've got a $7 spread between May and June crude. So you'd think somebody would want to buy it and carry it if they can find some place to store it. But we'll see where that goes. The beans under pressure. Meal taking it on the chin again, down 360. I'm not sure why the meal would be acting so poorly in here. If guys can't get the DDGs because the ethanol plants are shutting down, you would think that they'd come for the meal. But that really hasn't been the case out here. I would like to see it. You know, I'm hoping that whatever lows we make on the 30th of April, first notice day, and then we're able to rally it. The corn did put in kind of a double bottom low close at 319. We've got one close at 319, one at 319 1/4. So if we close under 319, I think it opens up the door really down to $3. I can't imagine what would stop it down there. But, you know, we're just in this virus scare. We're in the lack of Chinese buying. We're in the, you know, lack of demand because of coronavirus. Now, there was that report out this morning that this new drug may be a help, remdesivir, I think it's pronounced. If that helps, it'll go a long way to easing a lot of fears out here. But again, I still think we're in this kind of mode where you got to look to think that first notice day is going to be the buying opportunity. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.